statement of Her Excellency is very unfortunate because she was a party to the decision that we made. And the government of South Sudan initial the agreement with reservations and concerns. And that after the 15 days, the government would come back and negotiate all the outstanding issues before the signing of the agreement. This was done with her full knowledge. And as such, I'm surprised that she's talking as if she was not a party to all that took place in Addis.
But she said that the deal that was on the table, the one you did not sign, was a balanced document whose faithful and effective implementation by all the parties would enable them to find a lasting solution to the conflict.
We said this is not a final document, and she's one of the people who accepted that, yes, this is not a final document. Government of South Sudan, go and consult with your people and come back in the 15th day so that you come and resume negotiation with the rebels on the outstanding issues. How does she expect us to sign the final agreement?
Let me say I spoke to a rebel spokesman who said that your government did not sign the agreement because you are afraid of power sharing.
That is relevant. That is immaterial. Power sharing is not an issue. Our plan is with the security agency. Because after all, if the question of power sharing, government has a majority, whether in Upper Great Upper Nile or in the states or at the national level, why should we fear power sharing? Our problem is the security arrangements, which is connected with the integrity and the sovereignty of the government of South Sudan and the people of South Sudan. This is our concern.
Why is security a concern to you? You don't want to form a united army?
It is a concern because it is unacceptable, and it has never happened anywhere whereby the sovereignty of a state, the security of a state, the security of the government, and the head of an elected president, and all these are handed over to a foreign element.
But Riek Machar and his supporters are not foreign elements.
What is Riek Machar after all? Riek Machar is just a rebel who is not elected. He was appointed by President Trump in order to be his vice president. Riek Machar has no right to dismantle an existing system and hand over the integrity and the sovereignty of the state.
But your government negotiated. Why did you not say that?
We said that to the mediators, and the mediators are adamant. They are not listening to us. They are not even introducing the issues that we agreed on with the rebels.